Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Scioto, Illinois, home of the Cyclones volleyball team, who are hometown heroes of the week. All right, let's meet the West Prairie Cyclones volleyball team.
Carly Herman, I'm a sophomore, and I'm a defensive specialist.
Pema Zellman, I'm a sophomore, I'm an outside hitter.
Erica Clark, I'm a sophomore, I'm a left front hitter.
Sydney Broadhead, I'm a senior, and I'm an outside hitter.
Peyton Bowman, I'm a sophomore, and I'm a middle blocker.
Julie Shoemaker, I'm a junior, and I'm a middle blocker.
Hannah Thompson, I'm a junior, and I'm a left hitter.
Emily Phillips, I'm a senior, and a libero.
Kendra Hopping, I'm a junior, and I'm a setter and right side hitter.
Emily Richardson, I'm a freshman, and I'm a defensive specialist.
Molly Torrance, senior, defensive specialist.
Hunter Griffith, I'm a junior, and I'm a defensive specialist.
Cora Vanonic, I'm a sophomore, and I'm a setter. All
right. Emily Kitch, I'm a junior, and I'm a right side hitter.
Head coach Terry Paul is with the hometown heroes of this week, the Cyclones of West Prairie High School, the volleyball team. And Terry, congratulations on another good start to the year. You always have a great program here. How do you do it?
Well, thank you. And we work really hard at the game of volleyball. We have a very good club program. We practice hard in the summer like everyone else. I'm also the middle school coach, and that kind of helps in terms of building, you know, what's expected over the years for the kids.
Yeah, well, this goes back to the days when you were at Colchester and were a state power there. You know the importance of starting the kids early, I guess, and getting them to learn your system.
Yes, I think that, you know, I'm not that good. I'm just here and stable, you know, or old, as they say. So, but it really helps to teach the kids in a system in a way and bring them along, I think. Not that one way is better than another, but just that stability.
Sure. Well, and over the years, your success, is there a certain style that you use, or you just try and tailor with what the personnel that you have, kind of change things year to year to make it work?
I do try to do that. I try to adapt to the kids that we have, but pretty much I have a system that I use and a training method and a belief of how the skills should be performed, and we just work really hard on those. And then my big saying to all the kids is that, you know, everybody has the ability to work hard, and that's what the expectation is.
So when they sign up at a young age, they know they're going to have to work hard.
They do. They learn it very quickly anyway in seventh grade.
Okay, well, let's look at this year's team. Tell us a little bit about this club.
Well, this group, I have some size for the first time in a lot of years. I have, you know, a nearly 6 foot middle and a 5'10 middle, which is unheard of in my career. And I have almost a 6 foot right side player and some good 5'8 and 5'9 kids on the outside. So some size that I've never really ever known too much of that before. So that's kind of good. And then a lot of youthful kids, where the bulk of our kids are sophomores and juniors. I only have three seniors, so and they had some experience last year. Two of them started and played a lot as freshmen, so what they experienced last year has kind of fallen into place now, even though they're still young as sophomores and juniors. But I think we're making a lot of individual progress to put together towards the whole team scheme.
Yeah. Well, and the school has been united for long enough now. When Colchester integrated here with Scioto in Tennessee, and of course there was Northwestern High School, I suppose there was a transition there for a few years, but now the kids have all obviously very well acquainted with each other.
Yes, right. This is our 13th season together, so yeah, I think all that has gone fairly smoothly, even from the beginning. You know, the kids adapted right away. It's the busing and the transportation and some of that, you know, makes it a little tougher, but, you know, the rest has been very smooth.
I was afraid we jinxed you because we nominated you and then you dropped that match to Mendon Unity, but they're a pretty good club.
They are very good and they're well coached. Their longtime coach, Seth Klusmeyer, is back. And again, he's taught that junior high and brought that high, you know, on through the high school, and he's done a great job there.
Your goals for this year then?
Well, we just really have been talking about team goals. We want to win the regional, which is always tough with Southeastern and Lewiston in our regional the past couple years. Both good programs, successful at the junior high level, and now really reaping the benefits of that. That junior class of Southeastern's won state back-to-back as 7th and 8th graders, and they're very, very good. So the regional is a big hurdle now, where it didn't used to be so much, you know, back in the 90s. So it's a real tough regional. And then, of course, on our regular schedule, we've got Hartsburg-Emden coming in Tuesday, who is last year's second place in the state of Illinois in Class A. So some very good competition.
It's no accident. You know, to be the best, you got to play the best.
That's my belief, and we've always tried to do that. And whereas we're going to Mount Pulaski tomorrow for a tournament, another perennial powerhouse Class A team with Lanark Eastlands in our pool, Springfield Lutheran, Bloomington Central Catholic, that's our pool. So, and we want to do that. We want to embrace that and try to compete and see where we really stand.
All right, Terry, congratulations on being our Hometown Heroes of the Week on FM 95, and best wishes as you go forward to another great season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Terry Paul, she is the head coach of West Prairie here, our Hometown Heroes of the Week on FM 95.
West Prairie!